Now, say it again.
The bat, well, I'll do it a different way. Mm-hmm. When the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might get down like this, I think.
Squat.
Mm-hmm. But then you say you get down on your
thigh, on the leg.
Or, well, would you ever say haunches?
On my haunches.
Haunches.
Never used haunches.
Okay. If someone's been sick a while and he's up and about now, but still looks, he doesn't look like he's well yet, you'd say he still looks a bit
puny.
Mm-hmm. A person who can lift heavy weights is, how would you describe him? You'd say he's really
strong.
Mm-hmm. Would you say other things about him? Kind of a muscular person. Mm-hmm.
Got a big muscle. Yeah, he'd be heavy and muscular.
Well, what would you call a person who is not fat but is kind of heavy and, you know, kind of big but not fat? How would you describe him? You know, when you're not being mm-hmm. ugly, you're just saying
stout.
That. Stout. Mm-hmm. And let's see. What, do you ever use the word common in describing a person?
Not too much.
Well, if you did use it, what would it mean?
She's a common person. Mm. Common, I think it would mean just plain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a plain person every way you ever adapt.
What if an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age? You'd say he's still quite.
Yeah, active.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of words might you describe? You know, an old person who's real, you know, gets about a lot. You know, some kind of funny words.
Somebody's young sometimes. Get around young.
Would you say spry?
Yeah, spry is a good word.
Mm-hmm. And what about, let's see, if someone is quick and active in all her motions, you'd say she's right.
Prison. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd use the word prison.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you say something else that starts with a P? Like pert or something like that?
Pert. Not pert.
Not pretty, but pert. Or something like that. Or peert, maybe?
Peer.
Would you say that?
She's real peer. She's pretty peer.
Mm-hmm. And that means she was active?
Mm-hmm.
If you'd say about a little child, you'd say, I don't understand why she's afraid of the dark or something like that, because she, you know, like if she had, when she was two, she wasn't afraid of the dark,
mm-hmm.
and then when she was five, she started being afraid of the dark, you'd say, I don't understand it because she...
Always. I mean, she wasn't afraid of it.
Mm-hmm. Or she didn't.
She didn't act like she was afraid of it or something.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say she didn't used to be?
Yeah. She didn't used to be. She'd be the worst.
If somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty?
Careless.
Mm-hmm. And if there's nothing really wrong with